What's up, guys? DJ ESG Honest Wedding Advice, season number 7. And today I'm talking about how to pick your bridal party. People ask me all the time, Eric, how do I know how many bridesmaids and groomsmen to have? Do I cut it off at a certain number? Is there too many? Is there too few? Listen, there's only a couple things you really have to think about. Consider your closest relationships. Think about the people who are closest to you now, not in the 90s. This might include siblings, close friends, cousins, or other relatives. Those are the people that need to be in your bridal party. Think about support. Consider who can actually be there during all the events that you have leading up to your wedding. Size. How many people do you want in your bridal party? Not the size of the people, just how big you really want the bridal party. Roles and responsibilities. Like, how many people do you want up your ass the entire planning process? Do you want 15 or do you want 5? You know, because they are going to give you their opinion. Not all, but some. You know, balance and fairness. Who should be there? Who shouldn't be there? If I invite this one or ask this one and I don't ask that one, are they going to be mad at me? Is this going to be a fight? Is it going to be like a little 5-year-old kid not getting ice cream when his brother did? You know what I mean? Consider potential conflicts. Is there anybody in the bridal party doesn't like each other? Is there going to be weirdness? Is there going to be tension? Communicate clearly. Make sure the bridal party knows before you even ask them or before they even say yes what they're getting themselves into. There might be a lot of things that they can't do. There might be the dress that they don't want to wear or they can't wear. You never know. There's a lot of shit that goes into a wedding. Be flexible. Remember, it doesn't have to fit a mold. It can be anything you want. Your bridal party can be guys or girls or all guys or all girls or more guys than girls or more girls than guys. Trust your instincts. Use your gut. Make wise decisions. You know who should be in that bridal party and who shouldn't. You know who's going to be there the rest of your life and who's not going to be. You know who's a pain in the ass and who isn't. And lastly, have fun. If the people that are in your wedding party are going to make you miserable, they shouldn't be in your wedding party. Have a good time. Get a good group of people together who everybody has a positive attitude. And if, God forbid, you don't include somebody in your bridal party and they get butthurt, dude, fuck them. They don't get it. I'll be the first to admit, a long time ago, I thought I was going to be the best man at my friend's wedding. I wasn't. I didn't even go to the wedding. I was pissed. I've been regretting that decision for years. Seriously, listen, you got to do what's right for you. You can't go with guilt. Pick your bridal party as you see fit to pick that bridal party. It's great advice. I'm DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my wife and puss, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my control.